This file is intended for adults 18 or older, so if you are a minor, please stop the recording and go elsewhere. You are listening to another hypnosis file from Champ. If you are here with me, then you must want to be hypnotized. That means you are ready to spend some time in trance, listen to my words, and accept all that you hear. I cannot guarantee that you will go into trance as you listen to this file, but even if you don't immediately go into trance, it's okay to pretend. Sometimes, as you're pretending to go into trance, your subconscious will follow suit, and before you know it, you may find you have already entered a state of trance without even realizing it. Before we begin, please make sure you are in a safe place where you can relax and listen to my words uninterrupted. A reclining position is best, where you cannot roll or fall over. Once you are situated, turn off any cell phones, lights, or anything else that may distract you as you listen to my words. If you need time to prepare yourself to listen to my words uninterrupted, please pause the recording and do so now. I'll be here when you return. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Good. Close your eyes, relax, and allow me to take you on a journey to a familiar place. A journey to school. It's easy to imagine going to school because we've gone there many times. Let's imagine ourselves now at a bus stop, excited for another day of learning. And you can imagine just how you feel as you anticipate the bus coming to pick you up. And as you wait for the bus, you can feel yourself going into a bit of a trance, entering a deep sleep. So quickly and easily, you may not even notice that whatever you're wearing is getting a little more colorful, a little more childish, as you think about just how much fun you're going to have today. And the more you think about going back to this special school, the deeper you sink into trance, and the deeper you go into trance, the easier it is to follow along and believe all that you hear
as you wait for the bus. Nice deep sleep in a nice deep trance.
Suddenly, you notice the big colorful school bus has arrived, so you can waddle on board. If you try to count the steps, you might just find that the numbers aren't coming. Of course, silly. Don't you remember your last lesson? You don't need to know things like letters and numbers. Wave hello to the bus driver and to all your fellow schoolgoers on board, strapped into their comfy seats. Your comfy, colorful shoes and clothes get lots of positive comments from your classmates. Looking good. The bus driver helps you to your safe and comfy seat and snaps you in nice and snug, counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep sleep. Deep, deep sleep. Allowing your attention to drift to the soft padding, cushioning your tush. Noticing the front of your diaper pull up. Noticing how good that feels. Safe and secure. Dropping down, down, down into a nice, deep trance. And as the wheels on the bus go round and round, everyone sings that fun song you know and love. And you can sing along too. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town.
Deep sleep, deep, deep sleep.
And here you are. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You must have tranced out. You look out the bus window and see your school. Even if you can't quite read the sign, it's easy to remember the big, colorful building where you've learned so much. And you know that this is where you belong. The driver unstraps you so you can waddle off the bus and line up with your classmates, waiting for the teacher to call out your name. Great, everyone is here. It's time to go in. As you enter the school, notice how fun and colorful it is. Walking through the big, colorful halls, looking at the drawings and arts and crafts projects from art class. Past the gym for PE, past the super fun computer lab, and the music room too, all the way to the homeroom for little ones like you. Walking into your homeroom now, everyone else hangs up their coats and bags on their hooks and puts their shoes in their cubbies, and you smile as you see them sit on the big carpet waiting for the start of the day. But you know to wait for a grown-up to help you.
I can't do it.
Because taking things off so easy and putting them on can be so difficult and frustrating to do on your own. And there's always someone to help at this school when something is too difficult and frustrating.
Much easier to let a grown-up help.
It's so hard to think. Yes, when you let grown-ups help you do simple tasks, it feels so good. Because you're being good and learning so much at this school. The teacher's assistant takes off your backpack and outerwear and hangs them on your hook. They take off your shoes, which go in your special cubby with your diapers and pull-ups, and they lead you to the carpet where you can sit down with a crinkle and begin your day of learning. As with every day, we start our day with a song. Let's sing along with the teacher now. It's time to learn, it's time to learn. What will little ones learn today? Learn to count, learn to crawl, learn to forget it all. One more time. It's time to learn, it's time to learn. What will little ones learn today? Learn to count, learn to crawl, learn to forget it all. Great job, everyone. The first thing we're going to do today is test your math skills. So let's go next door to the math class and see how much math you remember.
It's okay to forget. Forget until there's nothing left.
Everyone together now, walking down the hall. No need for shoes, by ones and twos we're walking down the hall. All the way down to the math class. When you enter, you can see real desks. I bet you feel like a big kid when you sit at your desk, don't you? Have a seat now. Everyone gets a sheet with math questions on them and a crayon. We're testing how much you've unlearned. The less you remember, the better you score. It's okay if you can't read. I'll read out the questions, and you just do your best. Now that you have your paper and your crayon, it's time to begin. Question 1. Draw the symbols for addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Go ahead and draw them now.
Forgetting all your symbols.
Allowing those symbols to get all squiggly in your mind.
You can forget all your
symbols. Turning into scribbles by the time they reach the page.
Good job.
You can smile and feel good about your answer when you're done. Very good. Let's take a look now. Those aren't symbols, silly. Those are scribbles. You've forgotten all your symbols. Great job. Question 2. What is 1 plus 1? You're sure to get this one right. I'll give you a few seconds. Allowing any remaining numbers to float right out of your mind as you scribble away. Floating away as you scribble. Bye-bye numbers. All gone.
Numbers float away.
Do you think you got this one right? You do? All right, let's take a look. Nope, that's not it. Great job for getting your ones and twos. Question number 3. Draw a triangle. Go ahead and just scribble whatever comes to mind, allowing your mind to get fuzzy, silly, happy, dumb, allowing that silly smile to cross your face. Very good.
Forgetting so much.
You look so confident. This has to be the right one this time. Let's take a look. Well, that's a scribble. Which means you passed. Good job for getting all your math. And for the rest of the day, you can allow all that math to stay away. You're doing so well at school. You didn't get any questions right, but you got a gold star for forgetting. Now let's go to the computer lab. Line up, everyone. The next lesson is going to be so fun.
Down, down, down.
Let's go down the hall.
Deeper and deeper.
Past the art room for arts and crafts.
Down, 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 down.
And the music room where we learn to clap.
Down, down, down.
All the way to the computer lab.
Deeper and deeper. Down, down, down. Down, down, down.
Deeper and deeper. Here we are. Pick your computer and have a seat. Great choice. Now take a look at the screen. Do you know how to use a computer? Just take a nice deep look.
Deeper and deeper.
Deeper and deeper. Until you can see a program you like.
Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper.
Yes. That's a very fun one. Point and click to open it up. We have some time to play today, so go ahead and have some fun. As you start the program,
watch this world.
You may begin to notice that the screen is looking more colorful, more swirly, and you can allow those swirls to take up part of your mind while you focus on playing. So that part of your mind is playing, and the other part is watching this world, falling into a deep, deep sleep, until all that remains is your subconscious. Listening to my words, accepting all that it hears,
accept all that you hear,
as everything else drops away,
accept all that you hear.
And while your mind is occupied, you probably won't even notice your body getting smaller,
accept all that you hear.
Your clothes getting cuter,
this is normal, accept all
your pants getting poofier, the computer lab getting more childish. It's natural for you to be little.
This is normal.
It's always been this way.
Cuter and more childish.
You don't need to know or understand anything.
Cuter and more childish.
It's okay to forget and regress. Yes, it's okay to forget and regress.
Regressing more.
Forget and regress.
Regressing more.
To the little one you were meant to be.
Regressing more.
Regressing more. And for the rest of the day,
deeper,
you can forget and regress.
Nice deep trance.
Knowing
deep,
that you've always been this little.
Nice deep normal sleep.
And any thought of being big was just a silly dream.
It's okay to forget.
Before you know it, the teacher is tapping you on the shoulder. Did you fall asleep at the computer? It's not nap time yet, silly. I know what'll wake you up. P.E. Yes, we're going to P.E. class next. The perfect class for all the little ones to move around. Get in line and follow along, down the hall, past the water fountain, all the way to the gym. Alright everyone, let's get ready. Today we're going to learn how to move as quick as can be. First, we're going to do some waddly warm-ups. Look at all your classmates waddling around. Can you waddle too? Widen your legs, turn your hips, and waddle waddle just like this.
I always waddle.
I'm a waddle by that's the way.
I'm a waddle. I'm waddle
the bigger
all
the waddle,
I'm a waddle,
the more you are learning.
Always wear thick diapers.
Very good.
I always wear thick diapers.
I want everyone to give me 3 waddles around the gym.
I always wear thick diapers.
There we go.
I waddle all the time.
Don't be the last one.
I always wear thick
you can
diapers.
Do it.
I'm a waddle.
Such a super mover.
I'm a waddle butt. I always wear thick diapers. I always wear thick diapers.
We're so good at waddling today. Now that we're all warmed up, we're going to practice the best way to move by crawling. Now get down onto all fours. That's the way. And we're going to crawl, crawl, crawl all around. Can you crawl to the end of the gym and back? Let's give it a try.
It's hard to walk.
It's easy to crawl.
That's the way.
It's hard to walk. It's
easy. Crawling is easier than walking.
Little learners like
it's better to crawl.
Good little learners.
You don't crawl. Need to know how to walk when
it's
you can crawl.
Like to crawl.
Good
it's
little graduates crawl all the time.
It's easy to crawl.
The more you learn with me, the more often you choose to crawl.
Good little learners
and
learners like to
crawl. If you forget how to walk, that's okay.
It's easy to
crawling
crawl.
Is much good better
learners.
Anyway.
It's easy to crawl.
And for the rest of the day, you can feel good about what a little crawler you've become. As you crawl across the gym, your outfit becomes even more babyish. Your protection even poofier. So poofy, it can be hard to even move. Feeling a thick diaper pressing against the ground with each movement as you get smaller and smaller. Along with all your classmates, crawling around on the floor like you always have. Because you never learned to walk, did you? No, you didn't. All right, little ones. You've had such a good workout. Crawl on over here. That's right. You've learned so much today. I'll bet you can't wait to learn more. And I can't wait to teach you. But for now, it's time to take a little break from learning. So just close your eyes and relax. And smile. Knowing that you're doing so well. Doing so good at forgetting, just like I want you to. And you can look forward to more fun lessons when we come back. On the count of five, you will awaken from your nice relaxing trance, feeling alert and refreshed. One, beginning to regain your normal awareness. Two, becoming more aware of your body lying in a relaxed position. Three, becoming more aware of your breathing and where you are. Four, feeling so, so good as you finally come back on. Five, all the way back, refreshed and alert. I hope you enjoyed your time with me, and I hope you return for more fun lessons soon. Goodbye now.